Good morning. Welcome to our annual observance of the rite of confirmation here at St. John's Christian Church as part of our Reformed heritage. And so we celebrate with Tucker and Ethan and Jude and Elijah. Hopefully you're able to hear them during their presentation Sunday almost a month ago. And here they are for the rite of confirmation as we celebrate with them their growing relationship with Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So a special word of welcome to extended family members and friends that are here for that part of our service, and welcome to you all as we worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, this morning. Just a couple of announcements, and then we're going to hear from Carrie, who is making her way closely up here. VBS Trailblazer training is happening this Wednesday at 6 p.m. in the chapel, so if you have registered for that, please be in the chapel by 6. I will be having eyelid surgery on Thursday afternoon, and then taking a few days to recover, and so Nancy Roop will be sharing the message with you next Sunday, and Carrie's coming to talk about Sunday school.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here for the CE committee. And last year, some of you may remember that we did not do the children's Sunday school over the summer. So this summer, we are doing something a little different. So there will be something, but for everybody. But first of all, I would like to know by a raise of hands how many people here are under the age of 150. Raise your hand. Actually, there's a lot more here than there was in early service. I don't know. Kim and I sat and counted people. The numbers are not adding up. I don't know. So if you are under the age of 150, this is for you. So our new Sunday school curriculum for this summer is called LIFT, Living in Faith Together. It is a unique summer Sunday school experience. It's an intergenerational class. If you're not already committed to a Sunday school class, please consider this. The growth of Christ-centered relationships is so important. When generations mutually invest in one another, this will allow Christ-centered relationships to grow more. Do you agree? When we all meet together. Each generation has so much to offer with wisdom, insight, knowledge, and even encouragement to have some fun. Each session encourages a time to break bread, study God's word, pray, and even play. The first session begins June 1st and runs until July 13th. We will take the weekend of July 6th off, so we'll take that off. And each session, these sessions in the beginning here will focus on Jesus' parables. It will begin at 9:15 on Sunday mornings, just like Sunday school did. And we are going to be meeting here in the gym. However, we're thinking, we've been talking, the first one on June 1st, we will make it happen in the back of the chapel. So hopefully we can get all generations involved. Everybody qualifies. That's the good news. We all want to qualify for something, right? So we hope to see you all there. Thank you.
Please join together in the reciting the scripture litany reading of Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. The north and south sides will alternate reading in the reading of each verse. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. The word of the Lord. Amen.
He is risen. Yes, I know it is no longer Easter, but the fact is the tomb is empty. The power of sin and death has been defeated. Praise the Lord. And our salvation and our hope fully lies in the resurrection of our risen King.
Chose the cross that wasn't his, bore the weight of my salvation. Now my debt is paid in full. Holy is the Lord, is worthy to be praised.
Come together today to worship you and to recognize and celebrate the public acknowledgement of faith of our confirmands. Lord, teach us this day more about your truth as revealed by Jesus Christ. Fill us with your promised happiness. Challenge us to follow you this moment, this day, and this coming week. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Confirmands, may you always remember to follow where the Lord takes you and to praise him always. Please join us in singing, "I Will Follow," followed by "Echo Holy." Please stand as you are able.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, holy is the Lord. Oh.
Any other children want to come up for the children's message? How we doing? I was going to say, there's some missing. We had to wait for the crew from upstairs. Okay, are you trustworthy? If I give you something to hold, you'll just hold it? You won't play with it? You sure? Okay, I'll give you the tough one. Can you hold that? It's kind of heavy. Ryan, can you hold that? You get that heavy? Oh, there you go, there you go. There you get that, you get that. Oh, we got to get you something special. That's just for you. All right. Ryan, can you tell me what you have? You have a piece of cloth? You have a rag? Evie, what do you have? Paper towels. Do you know what you do with paper towels? Can you clean up a mess, a spill? Can you do that? And what do you have, Allie? You have a scrub brush. You ever used a scrub brush before? What have you used a scrub brush on? Have you scrubbed something off the floor? Or off a sink? Okay, you used it to clean at home. And what do you have, Kennedy? You have a vacuum. Have you ever used a vacuum? Now, this is a special vacuum. I like the one at the church so much, I didn't put the attachment on. I'm sorry. I got one for home. Is Scott short here? I saw Joanne. Sorry. You tell him I was thinking of him. Because this has power, and then you pull the trigger, and it's got more power. Have you ever used a vacuum? What do you use a vacuum on? You can set it right next to you.
I use it with my dad sometimes when
he vacuums in the closet and stuff. And what do you have, Riley? You have a toothbrush. What do you use a toothbrush? To clean the teeth. Very good. Finn? Sorry, that's Finn. What do you got?
Polish.
What do you use polish for?
Polish
me. I do need cleaning. You see that railing behind you? I brought that down yesterday from the sanctuary. It's full of dust, and I use that to wipe all the dust off. You would need that rag. You got it. But I already did it, so okay. And you have hand sanitizer, what's that for? To disinfect your hands. And what do you have?
Me have wipes.
You have wipes. Sanitizing wipes to clean off tables. Have you ever used one of those things? What for?
Cleaning up dust.
And you have the most special thing of all. Lens wipes. Have you ever used lens wipes? Do you have any lenses? They're called eyeglasses, aren't they? I got new glasses a while ago, and I was told to use lens wipes to clean my lenses on my glasses, and they won't scratch as much. So, all right, now, these are all kinds of things that have to do with what? I get them back. I get them back, please. That will fit into the sermon. What do these things all have in common? They clean. There are all kinds of ways that we can clean, okay? Now, we clean our homes, we clean our desks, we clean things at school and at work and all kinds of stuff. Well, unfortunately, we're human, and we all get dirty on the inside because we sin. We say something mean to somebody. Sometimes we can yell at somebody in anger. Maybe we hit somebody because they've made us mad, or they hit us first. And yeah, you do need to polish me, because we need to be cleaned on the inside. And we have that cleanliness from the holiness of God. We're going to read some scriptures that gives us rules to live by so we are holy, so that we live with peace, and we're offering kind words to one another. So as you help your parents at home clean and those kind of things, you can also think about cleaning your heart by praying to God. Let's pray now. Lord God, we thank you for these children, and we thank you for the ways that your word cleanses us. Lord, we ask for your peace and for your grace. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord God, at various times in our lives, each one of us is faced with the reality of our own weakness. There may be times when we feel strong and capable and self-reliant, but then we get sick, or we get hurt, or something happens that we cannot control, and we realize just how weak we really are. We realize just how needy we really are. And it's times like this that is such a comfort and an assurance to know that you are strong. You are not dependent like we are. You are not prone to illness and weakness and trials and uncertainties like we are. In times like this, it's such a comfort for us to remember that you know us, that you remember that we are only dust. We are just little dusty creatures whose days are like grass. We flourish for a time like flowers of the field, and then the wind passes over it, and it is gone and forgotten. But you have established your throne in the heavens. Your kingdom rules over all time and all places and all circumstances. Your love is from everlasting to everlasting. You are eternal and never changing. We are weak, and you are strong, and we praise you and worship you and give you thanks. Father God, at various times, at many times, each of us is faced with the reality of our sinfulness. We are not just weak physically, but also morally. Each one of us sins against you probably every day. Sometimes we defiantly ignore your will, as you've clearly revealed to us in your word. Sometimes we generally think that we are doing the right thing when we're actually doing the wrong thing. Even our best actions are tainted with some measure of sin. In times like this, it's such a comfort to know that you are merciful and you are gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. It's a blessing to know that you do not deal with us according to our sins or repay us according to our iniquities. Instead, you show us compassion like a parent shows compassion to their children. You take away our sin as far as the east is from the west. Oh, what a joy it is to be forgiven, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to provide people to be a part of this church, part of this community of Christians. We have been given so much by you. We've been given hope. We've been given forgiveness. We've been given eternal life. So we pray that we would tell others. We pray that we would faithfully and joyfully tell others about what Jesus Christ has done for us, so that they too would have the opportunity to believe in him and receive forgiveness for their sins and give glory to his name. Lord, we pray that each of us would say in our hearts, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name." Lord, in our time of worship and our time of prayer, unite our prayer together through the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon scripture is taken from Colossians chapter 13, verses 15 through 17, and then continuing on in chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This ends the reading of God's holy word.
Let us never forget that Christ is enough for us. Everything we need is in you, Lord. Please stand as you are able and join us in singing Christ is Enough.
Still smiling?